Ladies and gentlemen, good day, and welcome to the Ganesh Consumer Products Limited Q4 FY26 earnings conference call hosted by Anand Rathi Shares and Stock Brokers Limited. As a reminder, all participant lines will remain in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal the operator by pressing star, then zero on your touch-tone telephone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I will now hand the conference over to Mr. Ajay Thakur from Anand Rathi Shares and Stock Brokers Limited for opening remarks. Thank you, and over to you.
Good afternoon, everyone. We are pleased to host Q4 and FY26 earnings call of Ganesh Consumer Products Limited. From the company, we have with us Mr. Manish Vimani, Managing Director, Mr. Amit Taparia, CFO, Mr. Narendra Mishra, Company Secretary and Compliance Officer, and Mr. Sanjeev Sancheti, Investor Relations Advisor. Without wasting much of our time, I shall hand over the call to management for opening remarks and followed by Q&A session. Over to you, sir.
Thank you, Ajay. Good afternoon to all the participants. Before I hand over the call to Mr. Manish Vimani for the opening remarks, I would like to draw your attention to the safe harbor statement in the investor presentation. I request each one of you to go through the presentation thoroughly before the Q&A starts so that you're aware of the same. Thank you, and over to you, Mr. Vimani.
Thank you, Mr. Ajay and Mr. Sanjeev. A very good afternoon, everyone. On behalf of Ganesh Consumer Products, I warmly welcome you to the Quarter 4 Financial Year 26 and a full year 26 earnings call, and thank you for taking the time to join us today. FY26 has been a defining year for Ganesh Consumer, our first full year as a publicly listed company, and the results we are sharing today reflect disciplined foundation-building progress. We delivered revenues of 8,714 million in FY26, a 2.5% growth over the previous year. This modest headline growth was a conscious strategic choice as we prioritized structural health over short-term volumes. Our core B2C segment demonstrated strong resilience through a competitive year, validating the brand equity and distribution architecture we have built over time. More importantly, profitability expanded meaningfully alongside this growth. EBITDA stood at 856 million, up 16.8% year-on-year, with margins expanding 121 basis points to 9.8%. This improvement was driven by strategic procurement planning and a sharper portfolio mix, and we view these as durable levers supporting profitability going forward. A specific element of that portfolio mix is the spices category, which grew 19% year-on-year in FY26. Spices carry structurally higher margins than our carrier portfolio, and as this category scales, it makes a visibly accretive contribution to the consolidated profitability. This is a deliberate part of our diversification roadmap moving forward. On the distribution and channel front, our e-commerce business grew 43% year-on-year and now contributes 14% of total B2C revenues. What was once an emerging channel for us is now evolving to be a core pillar for our multinational distribution strategy. Alongside our strong general trade presence, e-commerce not only expands our consumer reach but also provides valuable real-time insights into evolving consumer preferences and buying behavior. Our distributor network also expanded from 972 partners a year ago to 1,076 this year, reflecting our continued and deliberate investment in strengthening market reach and deepening distribution penetration. We are executing a focused two-pronged growth strategy. On geography, we are moving decisively beyond West Bengal into Jharkhand, Odisha, Northeast, and Bihar. being a contiguous regional belt representing significant untapped opportunity. Onboarding of Rabindra Jadeja as the brand ambassador of our Sattu portfolio marks a significant milestone. This partnership brings broader salience, strengthens consumer trust, and elevates the aspirational positioning of our Sattu products as a natural energy drink. Sattu is a category where we already hold leadership position, and this association will help us to take the brand and the category to a much wider audience. Reflecting our confidence in the business and our commitment to shareholder returns, the board has recommended a final dividend of ₹2.50 per share, taking our total dividend for financial year 26 to ₹5 per share, representing a payout ratio of approximately 48%. Updating on the deployment of our IPO proceeds, the commissioning of our Sattu and Chandrakesan manufacturing facility has been delayed by approximately 6 to 9 months, attributable to a global supply chain disruption and geopolitical headwinds. We are working closely with our partners to ensure that the plant is brought on stream at the earliest without further slippage. The strategic rationale for this investment, which is to expand our high-margin grain-based portfolio, remains fully intact, and we will continue to keep investors apprised of progress on this front. I remain deeply grateful to all our shareholders, partners, and the entire Ganesh family for their continued trust and support. With that, I will hand over to Mr. Amit to take you through the financials in greater detail.
Thank you. Thank you, Manish sir, and good afternoon, everyone. As our MD has already taken you through our revenue and EBITDA performance, I'll focus on the remaining elements of our financial performance. Our PAT margin for FY26 stood at 4.8%, an expansion of 69 basis points over FY25. Our balance sheet has strengthened materially through the year, and Ganesh Consumer Products is now a net debt-free company with a net cash position of $643 million as on 31st March 2026. We delivered ROCE of 17.9% and ROE of 14.2%, demonstrating continued efficiency in capital utilization. Our working capital cycle remains tightly managed with a cash conversion cycle of 23 days, a structural outcome of our cash and carry model in general trade, which minimizes receivable exposures and supports strong operating cash flows. We expect the working capital cycle to remain broadly at current levels and do not anticipate any material increase in working capital intensity going forward. This strong working capital management has translated into an excellent cash conversion, with our net cash from operating activities to operating EBITDA ratio standing at as high as 94%. I would also like to draw your attention to a specific accounting treatment relating to our Jadeja brand association, as it is relevant to interpreting our P&L. In accordance with the applicable accounting standards, the full production cost of the Jadeja campaign together with the first year ambassador fee has been expensed in the last quarter of FY26. This is primary driver behind the increase in our advertisement and promotion expense from 1.3% of the revenue in FY25 to 1.9% in FY26. While this cost was incurred towards the close of the financial year, the benefits of this investment are expected to accrue through FY27. While we acknowledge the near-term headwinds on account of constrained LPG availability, which directly impacts our Horeca segment, this global supply chain disruptions could weigh on the first quarter performance. Our medium-term growth conviction remains intact. We are targeting a volume growth of approximately 7-8%. With improving momentum through the course of the year. On profitability, we expect to sustain our EBITDA margin trajectory in FY27 at broadly FY26 equivalent levels. With that, we are happy to open the call for questions. Moderator, over to you. Thank you.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, we will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and 1 on the touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use their handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. Participants, a reminder, if you wish to ask a question, please press star and one. We take the first question from the line of Pritesh Chheda from Lucky Investments. Please go ahead.
Yes, sir. Thank you for giving the opportunity. Sir, few questions. One, last year was a year where there was absolutely no inflation and your revenue growth and your volume growth is quite similar. Any comment on the, you know, wheat inflation aspect in your revenue growth this year?
No, so there is no, there will be no wheat inflation according to us this year currently, because till now the government has procured more than 34 million ton wheat, and enough wheat storage is there with government and in the pipeline. And I think that is the reason why we have said our working capital requirement will not increase this year. Looking forward, we see enough supply of wheat and very moderate inflation over wheat, because already the MSP has been increased by Government of India by 125 per quintal. So net-net, the inflation over wheat, very high inflation over wheat, doesn't look for this year.
Okay. The other question is...
Though I would like to point out, there was a deflation on the wheat pricing last year in comparison to 24-25. And that was one of the key reasons of our average selling price coming down last year in comparison to 24-25.
Okay. Sir, on the Sattu salient, and which is also a water one drink as well. So any comment, you know, last year was not a great year in terms of the weather. So what is the salience of Sattu in your revenue in quarter one and for the full year? And what kind of impact was there last year and what kind of benefit can flow in this year on Sattu?
So I'll take that question. So again, for the entire quarter, that is a future looking statement, but going by the numbers which we achieved the previous month and the numbers going as of now. So considering that it is a harsh summer this time, and we have also associated with Ravindra Jadeja for the Sattu category, we are seeing a green shoots in the Sattu category, and we are very hopeful and working towards maintaining that green shoot during the entire quarter and the entire year.
But what is the salience of Sattu in your full year revenue? How much business comes from Sattu for the full year and for the quarter one?
So for the entire year it is close to 20%, and for the quarter one it is close to 30% in terms of the top line.
Okay. And my last question is on the payout, capex and interest expense. So this year the payout was 50%. So any formulation of a strategy? And since your balance sheet has the cash as well, so just wanted to know what would be, and we have seen the interest expense coming down significantly. So what will be the capex, and is it fair to assume that interest expense will largely be negligible next year? Next year means FY27.
Yeah, so taking the interest expense question first, so the interest expense was higher in the previous year. This year, since we repaid and we raised 60 crores as a part of the IPO, and we repaid a working capital facility out of that, so this year the interest expense will be lower as compared to the previous year. However, considering that the wheat and chana cycle starts from the month of April, mid-March to April, again we will strategize our procurement. This is the price trend which we feel will be there in the market. And accordingly, there will be interest expenses. In this year also, but it will be significantly lower as compared to the previous year, which is also evident from the fact if you see the Q4 numbers for FY 2027, it is around 7 million only compared to the last quarter of the previous financial year, which is FY 2025, which was 18 million exactly.
Should we take 7 million as a reference number?
No, sir.
I don't think that's correct because the working-
Okay.
Capital cycle can be different in different quarters. This is
Okay.
This is a bit of a quarter-based business. What you can take as a benchmark is that the kind of reduction you're seeing in the quarter, probably this kind of reduction can be seen through the year.
Okay, sir.
In terms of percentage.
Okay, sir. CapEx.
On the CapEx front, we are working towards, we are working on the pulses two and Dahej plant, which we going to commission out of the proceeds from the IPO. Apart from that, we are working with couple of consultants on the product development front. We want to introduce adjacent categories which goes well with the existing ones and which are margin accretive also. Once the product development exercise continues, we look forward to introduce those products with the existing ones. Again, to highlight, those products will not have a heavy CapEx, so we plan to introduce those products only which has a raw material which we are manufacturing. That way the CapEx amount will be apart from the Dahej and Chennai plant, it should be in the range of 15 crore-20 crore in the coming year.
My question on payout was that.
Payout, dividend payout, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. As a policy, we have maintained a dividend payout ratio of around 25%-50%, and we will continue doing it going forward because we also want to reward our stakeholders.
Balance.
Balance with the growth opportunity.
Okay, sir. Thank you very much, sir.
Thank you.
Thank you. Participants who wish to ask a question, please press star and one. We take the next question from the line of Praveen Sharma, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Hello, am I audible?
Yeah.
Yeah. Hi. Good afternoon, sir. Congratulations on decent set of numbers. My first question is on this Ravindra Jadeja's piece. You know, I think it's 0.6% of revenue, so it's around 7-8 crores. Is this fully booked in Q4?
No. Firstly, it is not 7-8 crores, but whatever that spend is, it has been booked in Q4 only because the shoot and the onboarding happened in Q4 of this year.
Okay. No, my purpose of asking was the 7-8 crore delta is there in the results of Q4. If, you know, this is. Going forward, how much is the ad spend we are targeting as a percentage of revenue?
As a percentage of revenue, it should range between 1.6%-2%.
Achha. It will be, instead of 1.3, it will be elevated one, 1.6.
It is in the current year, it is higher, but yeah, it should be in the range of 1.6%-2% in the coming year.
Which is currently last year, how much was it, if I may ask again?
In FY 2025, is it?
Yeah. FY 2026. You know.
FY 2026, the overall spend is around 1.9%.
There is the presentation in the strategic opening remark as well.
Okay. No, I just, you know. Okay, there was some confusion. Okay. Next question is on this, you know, the forecast of dry weather El Niño, you know, based on our past experience, how do you see it impacting, you know, previous occurrences of this dry weather and lack of rain targeting our margins and inflation and things like that based on our past experience?
No. The better part is we are dependent on the rabi crop. Both our main raw material is wheat and gram, which is a rabi crop. El Niño is going to affect more on the kharif crop, one.
Yes.
Second, any which way, if the water level is down, it is going to impact the next year Rabi crop. So I think for this year the risk is not there because enough meat is there in the supply chain along with government and along with the open market sources also. But then on the speculative side, there may be inflation on the wheat and RN, which will be evident post H1 only.
Okay, okay. And based on our past experience, you know, do we see demand compression because of, you know, weak rural demand and things like that, or it doesn't affect much? Since it's a staple
product. So on the demand side, the better part of the staples is the, it beyond the point, it cannot go level down because the consumption, it is essential, so consumption is going to occur. But then due to supply chain issues, due to LNG, gas and higher inflation on the petrol, the Horeca segment is going to get a hit, which is getting evident to us from April onwards, because though we are a branded category, but still we are also being used by the Horeca segment at large. So I think there the shortfall will come in first quarter. And some sort of challenges are also there to the public consumption, because gas supply is restricted. It is being given once in a month only. But then how this is going to impact in the longer tenure, I think it is a matter to be seen. Any which ways, the freight cost and laminate cost is not going to impact too much to us.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So, sir, any guidance for the FY27 top line and margin?
Already given in the opening remarks. Probably you joined late, but we can, if you want, we can repeat.
Yes, sir.
For this year, that is 26-27, we are expecting a growth of 7-8% on the volume terms.
Mm-hmm. And margin, sir?
So margin, as we highlighted, that this the margin which we have achieved in FY26, we are going to stay in the equivalent interval in FY27 as well.
Okay. So, sir, next 3 years, you know, this last question, you know, how do we see ourselves panning out in terms of growth in top line with the adjacent states, you know, is there any vision and how do we see, you know, ourselves going towards 2000 crores, 1500 crores and then 2000 crores? Is there a vision towards that and how do we look at that?
So, I think though I will not like to give exact numbers, I will not able to comment on the exact numbers, but we are very optimistic and bullish in our category and look forward to a double-digit growth in the longer term. And I think we are going to reach in all segments. Where we are today, we will grow in a double digit, and we are also trying to move into adjacent categories with a higher accretive margin. And we are also trying to move into newer geographies. So, but in the medium term, short term, there are, due to geopolitical tensions, the freight cost for moving to the further geographies can be a challenge. But look forward, we are optimistic to look forward to grow into new geographies as well as new adjacent categories as well as growth in our core categories.
Okay, great. Thank you, sir. Thank you. That's from my side.
Thank you. Participants who wish to ask a question, please press star and one. We take the next question from the line of Ajay Thakur from Anand Rathi Shares and Stock Brokers Limited. Please go ahead.
Hello, sir. Sir, I had the continuation of what you had kind of enumerated some time back. Just wanted to understand a bit more in terms of your plans to, you know, kind of enter into new categories. Obviously, you had indicated that you are kind of already venturing into a few of the new categories. But what are, you know, our plans for entering more new categories in terms of, you know, broad basing our the growth growth prospects, and also what would be the contribution of this new categories to our overall revenue currently, if you can share any of the details around the same.
Yeah, so as I highlighted, so we are working with a couple of consultants who are helping us develop products which goes well with the existing category. When I say grow goes well, then I mean we are a household brand widely used in the kitchen, right? So we feel that if we introduce category, right, which firstly goes well and are used widely in the kitchen, that will give a good brand persona to the consumer. So in that case, we are working to introduce blended masalas to the existing fleet of masalas. Apart from that, since we control a wide range of products of cereals and pulses, we feel a value addition to this category can be done with a thorough exercise on the product development front. So we are working to develop recipes for instant mixes like for dalia and upma. So it adds to the convenience of the household, and it is the need of the generation, because they look forward for convenient products so that they get the best quality taste with a minimized workload.
Understood. Secondly, I would want to understand a bit more in terms of diversification into newer geographies, and what are our plans to, you know, broaden the geographical spread of ours from West Bengal to maybe other states. If you can share some insights into that, thanks.
So we want to spread our wings in the other eastern states of Bihar, Jharkhand, Northeast and Odisha. So we have manufacturing units situated near to farm as well, which is in UP. So that way we will be able to gain advantage of supply chain when we ship the product from those plants to these newer geographies. So firstly that, and secondly, we also want to strategize our ATL and BTL activities in those areas so that we gain the benefit as a new entrant in those geographies.
Understood. So, just one last bit from my side before we, again pass it on to the other participants. What is the price increase that we have taken so far, or what is the kind of price increase that we expect for the current year, given the cost inflation that we are already, seeing in terms of the input cost, be it in terms of packaging or otherwise.
No, as we have said, till now we have not increased or passed on the prices of this due to this geopolitical tension to our consumers. We are absorbing as of now, but then I think from the month of June, if this trend continues, we will be forced to pass on some bit of inflationary prices to our consumers due to increase in the laminate, that is plastic, and freight.
Understood. Quite helpful. Thanks, sir.
Thank you. We take the next question from the line of Naman Maheshwari from Singularity AMC. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. Sir, on this volume growth front, when we guided for 7 to 8%, if you could give some clarity between value-added flour and because I think last year because of weak summers or intermittent rains, we had a poor value-added volume growth. So how should we split this growth of 7 to 8% between value-added and others?
Yeah, so I'll take that question. So in terms of the category, so obviously the growth rate will be higher in the emerging category, which includes spices. Now, suppose that your this value-added category will come in, because particularly for sattu, as the base is lower,
for FY25, because of the reasons we discussed, the growth rate will be higher as compared to wheat flour, which is atta.
Right. So that essentially means because of the mix, there will be revenue growth will obviously be, because of the mix impact, revenue growth will be higher than volume growth for sure this year.
So again, so volume growth, we thoroughly track the volume growth in our category. Somehow the value growth is dependent on the RM prices, because RM contributes around 70 to 75% of the overall cost. So yeah, so the volume growth which we are targeting and working towards is between 7 to 8% in the FY27.
Yeah, but that's pure mathematics. I mean, the mix, when it moves in favor of value added, the mix impact should be positive on revenues, right?
So let's appreciate that in a business where 70 to 75% is raw material cost. Okay, your constant value add may be same, but your percentage value add will change if the raw material prices change. Mix will impact largely the margin, but it may not be reflective of a volume value growth, right? So it's very difficult mathematics to be able to sit today and tell you a volume value growth. So the best thing is to look at volume growth and see whether we can able to move and shift the mix over a period of time. Mix again cannot happen overnight. So please understand that wheat is a very, very dominant category. So while you will see other categories moving, you know, faster, but the percentage change takes time to be, you know, largely and conspicuously visible.
Okay. Maybe we can take this offline, sir. I'm still not very clear on this. But coming to the second question, sir, Bengal has been 93% of our revenue this year. So non-Bengal is obviously 7%. How should that change in next 1-2 years?
So over a 2 years time, right? So that 7%, 6 to 7% should go up to around 10 to 15% with the kind of strategy we are working towards or we are working in.
So we would like to hear mention also that you need to be aware and appreciate that at the same time we are like to grow geographically and we would like to grow top line also. But then we are very conscious about the bottom line also. We will not like to burn money. There are interruptions. Last year also there was an interruption. There enough intense competition was there. Because the category is growing from unorganized to organized, so that the category as a whole is being looked by all the bigger companies. But then due to our brand recall, good supply chain and disciplined execution, and power pricing. At the same time, we will like, but not at our bottom line cost, which is reflective in our margins of EBITDA and PAT both.
Okay, and lastly, sir,
your voice is not audible.
So is it better now?
Hello?
Yeah, it's clear now.
Yeah, so basically, sir, for next 1 or 2 years, we don't have any major capex plan. Our capacity utilization is quite good enough to sustain for next volume growth for next 2-3 years. Working capital is not increasing, which essentially means we'll generate a lot of cash, maybe more than 100 crores in next 2 years, right? So what is the plan on capital allocation going ahead for next, say, 1 or 2 years?
Yeah, so as of now, if you ask me, the on the capex front, the first focus area is commissioning of Besan and Sattu plant, which is a part of the IGO object. Now, second is, as I said, we are working with consultants on development of other categories, right? And those categories will also require some capex to be done. So that is the second work area. Now, you have to appreciate that the landscape is changing very fast, right? Now, considering that we are located in UP, which is near to the farm, and we are very much aspiring serving the Bihar and Northeast market. Now, if the freight cost, which is directly linked to the petrol prices, diesel prices, if that freight cost makes it viable to set up a small, maybe a Ata unit in Bihar, so that can be looked at. But as of now, there is no plan. But yeah, since we have enough cash in hand, we may look forward to set up a small plant in those areas wherein we will get the supply chain benefits.
I will like to add here. So there are two aspects to this. One, depending on the future course of oil cost, which depends on the freight, which is directly linked to the margins and viability and gaining the market share. So though RM is 70%, but still freight, the inward freight and the outward freight is also a big cost to the product. So what I mean to say is ki as of now, we are self-sufficient with our installed capacity to service the for another 2 to 3 years for entire Eastern India. But then if oil continues to go upwards, we will be forced to rethink and change our strategy. We may be bound to move towards the near to the market also. Now, but again, the advantage here is the individual cost of setting up of a unit is not that big, which is going to impact the bottom line of the company, one. And it can be a blessing in disguise also if we go near to the market, if it forces us.
Okay, sir. All the best. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen who wish to ask a question, please press star and one. Participants, a reminder, if you wish to ask a question, please press star and one. As there are no further questions from the participants, I now hand the conference over to the management for their closing comments.
Thank you. Again, thanks Mr. Ajay and thanks Mr. Sanjeev. And all the, once again, I am deeply grateful to all the shareholders, to all the investors, to all the partners and the entire Ganesh family, and we are hopeful for continuous partnership in our growth journey. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. On behalf of Anand Rathi Shares and Stock Brokers Limited, that concludes this conference call. Thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines.